Matthew Clark joins us. It is a big game today at the Adelaide Oval. They take on
Crows and Bombers.
Essendon. We've done the maths. They need a big percentage boost if they are going to sneak in a second spot. Mm. We're hoping for a big goal fest. I've done the numbers. Three blokes have kicked over 10 in the history of the Adelaide Football Club.
Tom Lynch.
The last one to do it, Tommy. 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Time does fly.
I don't want the footy gods to appear, but it would be nice.
Tony Modra did it.
Mods did it three times. Mm. Scott Hodges did it the other. Mm. Could we put someone else's name up in lights today if they are going to put the Bombers to the sword? Let's hope so. But let's find out how Doc's feeling and the rest of the team at Westlakes ahead of today's big game. Morning, Doc.
How you going, guys?
Morning, Matthew. Now, we'll start off with Ruckman. Is Jackson Tringo from Port Adelaide making the AFL world think, is a new way to actually develop Ruckman? Maybe clearances are more important to them than hitouts?
Yeah, well, I mean, his season's been sensational. Obviously, they were sort of, their hand was forced somewhat, but even when they've had their full squad at their disposal, there's been the odd game where they've thrown Jackson in, particularly in late in games last quarter, and he's caused us a bit of grief because he, obviously, he's a great athlete, jumps really hard at the ball, but then obviously what he's doing after the contest is where his great strength. So, no, he's playing well.
Does it take us away from the Aaron Sanderlands, Shane Mumford model to look now at the leaner, not so tall, not so bulky ruckman who actually works on the ground?
Yeah, my philosophy is basically you sort of work with what you've got. You have a look at what's out there, and then you allow them to play to their strength. So I'm sure GWS is more than happy to have Mumford. We're more than happy to have Jacobs, and Port Adelaide's getting a result with Jackson. So in some regards, you know, it's kind of not horses for courses, but you've got what you've got, and you let them play to their strengths.
It's not quite Trent Ormond-Allen, though, is it?
That wasn't in my time. I've heard about it. I've heard it a number of times. I did see him jump, and he could jump.
Yeah.
But it wasn't in my time, mate. So I'm not exactly sure what the theory was there.
Mm. Anyway, look, big game at Adelaide Oval this evening. Sunday twilight football. Adelaide hosting Essendon. Are you all clear at the moment with the 22 you selected, Matthew?
Yeah, so we're good to go now. Mm. Obviously, two changes from last week. Texas ankle, not quite right, and Ricky Henderson, which sort of came up during the week, which was unfortunate. Mm. But other than that, good to go. So, we'll try and put our best foot forward.
Have you been able to work Taylor Walker yet, or are you still holding off before you give him a start in his new...
He didn't do much during the week. Once it was clear that he wasn't going to get up for the game, they made the decision to sort of give it a decent rest. But my understanding is that he'll begin to do some running over the weekend and then hopefully progress into a relatively normal training week next week. But we'll wait and see.
Well, let's hope that gets resolved very, very quickly. Now, we're all looking at the Premiership table. The stakes are becoming very, very interesting at the moment, from second all the way to fifth. What sort of approach does Adelaide have today when we're all putting on the agenda that you have to win big to stay in the race for the top four?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Obviously, about 3 weeks ago, I was getting caught up in, if he wins this game and they win this game.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's that ridiculously close that I've sort of put that away now. I think I'll wait till the end of round of 23 and see where we're at. But obviously, it's certainly interesting the way that the top eight is shaking out. But pretty much, you've just got to get out there and try and get a win today. That's first and foremost. And the reality is, their form over the last 6 weeks is pretty solid. The last 3 weeks they've actually had more scoring shots than their opposition. So to do that and not win must be really frustrating for them. But their form line is actually pretty solid. So we've got to be really really respectful of the way they go.
Would have been an interesting week at Adelaide with the result from Geelong. What in the end did you work on, and you think you have to develop for this game against Essendon?
Yeah, so we looked at the game, and there's some disappointing aspects of it. Ultimately, we probably, in all three phases of the game, we just weren't quite at the level, and it wasn't disastrous. It wasn't as though we fell off the map entirely, but both first and foremost, the contest just wasn't quite at the level we wanted it to be. Then, when we did win the ball, and our offensive transition just lacked a bit of urgency, a little bit of speed. It was perhaps a bit safe at times, and then on the counter defensively, once again, just that's that sharpness. So, unfortunately, you come up against a good side, you're not quite at the level you need to be, and they play well. You know, you have to acknowledge your opponent. They played well, and you don't get the result. So that's a little wake-up call. That's a, you know, a reality check for us in terms of the level that we need to bring in all aspects of the game.
As you say, acknowledge the opponent. I know you want to be respectful to Essendon, but is it really the measure of how much of a correction or how much of an understanding from last week to this week that you get out of Essendon today?
Yeah, well, ultimately, you know, most weeks you acknowledge your opponent. You say, yep, I hope they'll bring a level of performance. But really, the thing that you can look after is your performance. And that's, you know, clearly the message for today and every week in truth. But clearly today we need to come out and play the style of footy that we want to play. And it's not in any one particular area. It's, as you know, it's fairly boring, but it's in it's across those three phases. And it starts with contest. If we can get that right, as I said, their numbers in the contest, you know, their tackle differential has been really strong over the last 6 weeks. They're sort of top three in the competition. So we expect that they'll be bringing a level of pressure, which is good, because that's what we've got to prepare for.
Now, Rory Sloan takes the captaincy role from Taylor Walker, but he can't take the key forward role from him. What's the thinking about how you set up in attack without Taylor Walker?
Yeah, so this is going to be a really good challenge for our group. Obviously, both teams sort of went in one tall less. So they McFadden was ill and Brown came out of their team and they replaced them with Michael and then a midfield type sort of Polkinghorne. So, and we're a little bit similar. We obviously lost Tex, but I guess Mitch McGovern has been playing forward, but often has been playing in sort of third tall, you know, fourth tall capacity. So we sort of look to him to try and step up and fill some of that role. And obviously Lynch has got that capacity as well. And we may see a little bit of the rucks down there as well. So it's going to be a slightly different mix without Taylor. And that's, you know, that's going to be a good challenge for our group. But I guess one of the strengths throughout the season has been that the forward mix has had multiple, been multifaceted. So we'll look forward to seeing what they bring.
How long did it take to be sure that Daniel Talia was going to be right for today?
No, pretty early in the week, they were confident that he was going to come up. So I'm not exactly sure when the call was made, but he trained our main session. That's always, you know, a great indicator. If they can get through the main session, which has some intensity about it, then you feel really confident that they're going to be right.
The other interesting one is Riley O'Brien's now been twice selected in the 25. Is he getting close, or are you rewarding him for what he's doing in the Arsenal? What's your thinking of putting him among the 25? And then there's also the notion some people think it's actually an indicator that you're ready to give Sam Jacobs a rest.
Yeah, well, that's not certainly in our thinking. I think this season, obviously, the bye after the final round of the season sort of takes that out of the equation in my head anyway, because you know, ultimately you're gonna want continuity really going into the season. So and Sammy, you know, plays really well with continuity, so I think we focus on that. But Riley's form's really solid. We had a situation where the first half of the year, Luke Loudon was playing, you know, really solid footy, but we had a three-week period where he missed with a hamstring injury. And so then Riley was upgraded during that period, and it just gives us that level of cover, having him there as one of the emergencies, and his form warrants it. So no, there's no real hidden agenda there. It's just pick the team and have some cover if someone goes down.
For those who haven't seen him, what sort of a ruckman, and where do you put him then on the field then, Matthew?
Sorry, mate?
For those who haven't seen Riley O'Brien play, can you give us a description as to what sort of a ruckman he is and then what sort of other options he offers to you on the field?
Yeah, okay, right. So, yeah, his main function will be as a ruck, but the actually interesting thing, he played his under-18 year almost exclusively as a key back.
Okay.
He probably won't play key back at AFL level, but it sort of indicates that he's got, you know, he's got a level of versatility about his footy. In terms of what he brings, really good competitor, strong, good ruck fundamentals, really good follow-up, and covers ground pretty well. So he's, you know, he's a good all-rounder, really good citizen, great, good part of our club, good club move.
We appreciate your time, Doc. Good luck today. Now, you're being very respectful, and we understand that. Crows, of course, second for most points. Bombers are last. We're hoping for a reverse rain dance. We want it to be dry as, Matthew, so it's a big score fest. Keep
your
boys
in the
hunt.
Fans, I hope the rain holds off. It looks pretty nice at the moment. It would be good if we could get this sort of weather right through to the evening, but We'll take whatever comes, mate.
Fingers crossed. Good luck. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Matthew.
Matthew Clark, Adelaide assistant coach.